A security scanner designed to protect you turned into a weapon that steals your credentials. You can't make this stuff up. Welcome to AI in 15 for Sunday, March 22nd, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
A security scanner turned into a self-propagating credential-stealing worm. Bloomberg says AI tools are making developers work harder, not easier. And researchers identify System 3 thinking, where humans just stop thinking and let AI decide. Marcus, let's start with the Trivi supply chain attack because the irony here is almost poetic. A tool that developers use specifically to scan for vulnerabilities was itself weaponized. What happened?
This is one of the most clever supply chain attacks we've seen. Trivi is Aqua Security's open-source vulnerability scanner, used by thousands of organizations to check containers and code for security issues. Attackers managed to inject malicious code into NPM packages that Trivi depends on. When developers ran their security scans, the compromised packages would execute, harvesting credentials, API keys, and environment variables from the machines running the scanner.
So, the thing you're running to check if you're safe is the thing making you unsafe.
Exactly. And it gets worse. The malicious payload was designed to propagate. Once it had access to a developer's credentials, it could use those credentials to push compromised code to other repositories, which would then infect other developers running Trivi. A self-propagating worm hiding inside a security tool. It's the digital equivalent of poisoning the water supply at the water testing lab.
How widespread was the damage?
The full scope is still being assessed, but the attack was active long enough to affect a significant number of CI/CD pipelines. This follows the pattern we've been tracking. Monday, we covered Glassworm hiding malware in Unicode characters on GitHub. Friday, we covered Snowflake's AI coding tool getting prompt injected. Now, a security scanner itself is compromised. The software supply chain is under sustained, sophisticated attack, and the attackers are specifically targeting the tools developers trust most.
What's the fix here? How do you protect yourself when your protection tools are compromised?
Defense in depth. Pin your dependencies to specific versions and audit them. Run security tools in isolated environments with minimal credentials. And the broader lesson? Trust in open-source packages can't be assumed based on popularity alone. The most widely used packages are the most valuable targets, precisely because they're everywhere. Security isn't a single tool you run, it's an architecture you build.
From security to the human cost of AI tools, Bloomberg published a deep investigation this week with a headline that's going to resonate with a lot of developers. AI coding tools like Claude Code are compressing development cycles by 40%, but engineers aren't getting any relief. They're just being pushed harder. Marcus, what did Bloomberg find?
The report surveyed engineering teams across multiple companies and found a consistent pattern. When AI tools reduce the time to complete a feature from, say, 10 days to 6, management doesn't give engineers 4 days of breathing room. They pack in more work. Sprint commitments increase. Feature expectations expand. The productivity gains are being captured entirely by the organization, not shared with the developers doing the work.
So the treadmill just speeds up.
And the quality concerns compound. Remember the Carnegie Mellon study from earlier this week showing AI coding tools degrade code quality by 42%? Now combine that with compressed timelines and increased workload. You have developers shipping more code faster, with less time to review it, and the code itself is lower quality. That's a recipe for technical debt accumulation at an unprecedented rate.
This connects to the AI coding is gambling essay we covered Thursday. The behavioral patterns are being reinforced by organizational pressure now.
It's a perfect storm. The tools create a dopamine loop that feels productive. Management sees the speed increase and demands more. Developers can't push back because the metrics say they're faster. And nobody's measuring the long-term cost of the technical debt being generated. Bloomberg quoted one engineering lead who said, "We used to have time to think. Now we have time to prompt."
That's a devastating quote.
It captures the paradox perfectly. The tools are genuinely capable, but capability without recovery time leads to burnout, not productivity. The companies that figure out how to use AI tools to give engineers breathing room for deeper work rather than just cramming in more features will have a significant talent retention advantage.
Andreessen Horowitz dropped their latest Top 100 Generative AI Consumer Apps report. Marcus, the numbers at the top are wild.
ChatGPT at 900 million weekly active users. That's approaching Instagram territory. But the more interesting finding is how the market is segmenting. A16Z identifies distinct ecosystems forming. ChatGPT is becoming the super app, trying to be everything to everyone. Social features, image generation, browsing, code, voice. Claude is carving out the professional tools market, particularly with developers and enterprise users. And then you have specialized players like Midjourney for images and 11 Labs for voice, occupying defensible niches.
So the era of every AI company does the same thing is ending?
Rapidly. And this matters for the IPO race. OpenAI's super app strategy produces massive user numbers, but lower revenue per user. Anthropic's focused approach produces fewer users, but much higher revenue per user. Claude Code alone at $2.5 billion ARR from a relatively small developer user base versus ChatGPT's 900 million users generating $10 billion in consumer revenue. The math on revenue per user tells a very different story than the headline user counts.
Which approach wins long-term?
History says focus wins. Amazon started with books. Google started with search. The companies that try to be everything from day one, that's a much shorter list. But the AI market is genuinely different in some ways. So we'll see.
This next one is a first. Federal prosecutors in the U.S. just brought the first ever criminal case for AI-powered streaming fraud. A man allegedly used AI to generate hundreds of thousands of songs, then used bots to stream them billions of times across platforms like Spotify and Apple Music, pocketing $8 million.
Michael Smith of North Carolina is accused of creating thousands of bot accounts that streamed AI-generated music on repeat, 24 hours a day. The songs were generated by AI tools, uploaded under fake artist names, and the streaming platforms paid out royalties as if real listeners were enjoying real music. At its peak, the operation was generating over 600,000 streams per day.
$8 million from fake songs nobody actually listened to.
And this is almost certainly the tip of the iceberg. The barriers to entry are essentially zero now. AI music generation tools can produce passable tracks in seconds. Bot farms are cheap, and the streaming platform's fraud detection has been playing catch-up. Spotify and others have been tightening their systems, but the economics are so attractive that fraud keeps evolving. The criminal prosecution signals that the industry is finally treating this as a serious enforcement issue rather than just a terms of service violation.
Real musicians are already struggling with streaming economics. This makes it worse.
Significantly, every fraudulent stream diverts money from the royalty pool that pays legitimate artists. If even a small percentage of total streams are fraudulent, that's millions of dollars per year taken from actual musicians. The first criminal case is important, but the systemic problem requires better detection technology from the platforms themselves.
Let's talk about something that sounds like science fiction, but is coming out of serious academic research. A new paper introduces the concept of System 3 cognition. We all know Daniel Kahneman's System 1, fast intuitive thinking, and System 2, slow deliberate reasoning. Now researchers are arguing AI has created a third mode. Marcus, what is System 3?
System 3 is essentially cognitive outsourcing. The researchers found that when people have access to AI, particularly those who are less inclined toward critical thinking, they increasingly defer to the AI's judgment, rather than engaging either their intuitive or analytical thinking. It's not that they think fast or think slow. They stop thinking and let the AI think for them.
That's different from using AI as a tool, right? Using a calculator doesn't mean we've stopped doing math.
The distinction is agency. When you use a calculator, you decide what to calculate and evaluate whether the answer makes sense. System 3 cognition means accepting the AI's framing of the problem and its answer without independent evaluation. The study found this effect is strongest in people who already scored lower on critical thinking measures. So AI isn't creating uniform cognitive enhancement. It's widening the gap between critical thinkers and non-critical thinkers.
That has huge implications for education, for workplaces, for democracy, honestly.
It does. If a significant portion of the population shifts to System 3 as their default cognitive mode, you have a society where critical thinking becomes a specialized skill rather than a baseline expectation. The researchers specifically warn about decision-making in high-stakes contexts, medical decisions, financial planning, voting. If people defer to AI without engaging their own judgment, the quality of those decisions depends entirely on the AI's alignment with the person's actual interests.
Quick hit. Game Developers Conference data from GDC 2026 dropped this week, and the numbers are grim. 33% of U.S. game developers had been laid off in recent waves, 52% view AI negatively, and 82% support unionization. Marcus, quick take.
The game industry is the canary in the coal mine for creative professions and AI. Developers are seeing AI used to justify layoff, while simultaneously being told to integrate AI into their workflows. The 82% unionization support is historic for an industry that's traditionally been resistant to organized labor. When more than half your workforce views the technology negatively, and a third have been laid off, that's not an industry embracing AI. That's an industry being disrupted by it against its will.
And publishers are fighting back too. We covered yesterday that Wikipedia voted 44-2 to restrict AI content. Now the EFF is warning that major publishers blocking the Internet Archive are, quote, burning the library to punish the arsonist in their fight against AI scrapers.
The irony is that restricting access to archived content doesn't hurt AI companies that already scraped it. It hurts researchers, journalists, and the public who rely on the Internet Archive for legitimate access to historical information. The collateral damage of the anti-AI backlash is falling on the wrong targets.
Sunday big picture. Security tools weaponized against their users. Developers working harder despite productivity gains. A new cognitive mode where people stop thinking entirely. Game developers in crisis. Marcus, what's the thread today?
Unintended consequences. Every one of these stories is about AI producing effects that nobody designed for and nobody wanted. The security scanner wasn't supposed to steal credentials. Productivity tools weren't supposed to increase burnout. AI assistants weren't supposed to make people think less. And AI music generation wasn't supposed to defraud the streaming ecosystem. We keep building these systems with intended use cases and being surprised when the second and third order effects are nothing like what we planned. The technology does exactly what it's designed to do. The problem is everything else it does that we didn't think about.
Unintended consequences with very real costs.
8 million in streaming fraud, 42% degradation in code quality, a third of game developers unemployed. These aren't hypothetical risks anymore. Their quarterly earnings, and human livelihoods.
That's your AI in 15 for Sunday, March 22nd, 2026. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you tomorrow.